7. Well, hello from Buttstop Junction in Bismarck, the site of the famous K-Fire tractor trek on a bit of a rainy Friday, but it's still a Friday. I'm Scott Hennen. This is the What's On Your Mind preview show. Steve Bakken and I will be taking your calls and talking tractors coming up on the program between 9 and 11 today. Looking forward to that conversation. We are in the hotel. With a maximum occupancy of 60 that I don't think has had anyone stay here for a few decades. But it is, it's part of the famous Buckstop Junction, which is really neat. And I'm looking at the U.S. Post Office from Fort Clark, North Dakota, across the street. And next to that is the Bethel Church. Mark, this, this post office looks like the, about the size of a postage stamp. Kind of a throwback to the days of, you know, when there wasn't so much mail. Right? You could, in little Fort Clark, North Dakota, all you needed was literally, it's about the size of a closet. I would say the average closet of a master bedroom home in America right now is what this post office from Fort Clark, North Dakota looks like. What do you think of that? Mark, are you there?
I'm here. Can you hear me? Hello?
Now I can hear you. Yes.
There I am. So you're in a small little box.
We're in the hotel in Buckstop Junction. This is like a pioneer village, is what I call it. In our hometown, we had something called Pioneer Village, you know, where you recreate, you know, a home on the pine, you know, on the plains, right? Out in the pioneer days. And, you know, the country store and the post office. And this is a little hotel bar combo that we're actually located in right here. But I feel like I'm back in the covered
today,
wagon days.
It's the day tractor
back
day.
In the. It is Tractor Trek Day, exactly right, which is why we're here. This is an event that, how many years has K-Fire been doing this? Decades? Not quite. It's in its second decade, put it that way. But, you know, different tractors come in from all across the state, and folks have a little parade here and show off their tractors. You know, like, I suppose, a mini version of the Western Minnesota Steam Threshers Reunion. You ever been out there, Rolog, Minnesota?
I have.
That's
very
fun,
cool.
Too. Yeah, it is. It's a lot of fun.
I got a tractor when I was a boy. Somebody couldn't pay their bills, and my father gave him a tractor with a big hoist on it with a bucket. So I'd get my younger brothers and sister up in that thing and drive around town and until my dad got so many complaints I had to stop. But it was fun having a tractor.
I think, actually, this might be a fight we want to start on the program today, but I think, actually, the farm and ranch logic, the wisdom born on a farm or born on a ranch, exceeds anything possible within the confines of the city limit. You think that's too strong, Mark?
No. The range of the problems they've got to solve, plus the isolation, a lot of times they've got to solve problems or bad things happen for their animals, for their machines, for their homes, for their families. You know, they're everything from paramedics to genius mechanics to husbandry men and plant horticulturists. The range of the skills that a farmer and a rancher and his family must have is pretty wide.
It is, yeah, pretty amazing.
And of course, it is Flag Day. You know,
it is Flag Day. Exactly right. So we have Flag Day, we have Tractor Day, we have Friday, we have what you know, what's not to love about this, right?
And people are going to get ready to buy their father a Father's Day thing. For Sunday?
You know, this father doesn't want anything. I don't know how many fathers want things. You know, I know it's kind of the rule, right? It's Father's Day, so you have to buy something or whatever. I just like being with a family on Father's Day. But I'm not looking for anything. How about you?
I already got my best possible Father's Day present. I was talking to my oldest son. He's in his 40s. He was born in 70s. He's going to be 43. Talked to him in Texas a couple of days ago, and he said, "I love you, Dad." That's it. I mean, send me $1,000 and keep that. No, I love you, Dad. That's it.
Yeah, exactly right.
And your kids like to be with you. I really like the old cliche, and it really is true. How do you spell love? T-I-M-E. And it's so good watching you and Haley play soccer together, and your son helps you with work, and you and your daughter go off to Oklahoma to a basketball game. You know, you're a good dad, Scott. And your kids, you spend time with your. You're a terribly busy man, but you do find time to spend time with your kids.
Never enough time, but it is fun when you do get the time. You know what I mean?
That's right.
It really is pretty special. We are going to have showers and thunderstorms on this Friday in a good chunk of our listening area. I'm just checking out the Fargo forecast here. Showers and thunderstorms mainly after noon today. It was a beautiful drive out here. I came out here this morning. And it was the sun was, you know, beaming pretty nice. But unfortunately, it didn't last. I hit some clouds. So, but anyway, mostly cloudy with a high near 78 after the showers and thunderstorms rolled in. In the valley, south-southeast wind 14 to 21. Chance of precip, 60%. Tonight, scattered showers and thunderstorms tomorrow. Will be nice, though. Sunny and a high near 77. Slight chance of showers Sunday, but Father's Day looks nice, too. Mostly sunny, high near 78 degrees. Up in the oil patch, we're talking showers and thunderstorms before noon, then a chance of showers and thunderstorms mainly between noon and 3. Winds west 9 to 17, gusting as high as 26. It's been a windy spring/summer. In the oil patch. Rainy, too. High only 71 today. That's not very summer-like, is it? Clear tonight, 51. Sunny, a high near 73 tomorrow. Saturday night, clear, low around 51, breezy. Sunday, chance of showers, thunderstorms. Partly sunny, high near 68. Just amazing what's going on here weather-wise. Been a bit of an odd one. What do you see as the hot headlines today in the news, Mark?
Well, both between... I would say the hottest national one is, it looks like, We're getting bipartisan interest to help the Syrian rebels because of the chemical crossing the red line. Obama seems like we're going to get aggressive in helping the rebels in Syria. And, you know, once you start, once the fog of war begins, any number of directions can happen, especially with Russia teaming up and Iran on side of the regime. So it's we get pretty interesting chess game going on. Now it's going to get bloodier.
You know, Barack Obama said something a few months back about if Syria ever uses chemical weapons, then a red line has been drawn. And now, of course, we know because of the report yesterday, they have used chemical weapons. And the numbers of deaths are just staggering there. So we really can't just, you can't possibly, you know, ignore this any longer. But, you know, this is a big problem with Barack Obama, just like the NSA deal is, just like the reporter emails, because... He has to be someone very different than the Barack Obama, you know, Hollywood and, the peacenicks, for lack of a better term.
He was a big-time peacenick, you know, when he was in Senate. He was very much against all war, and that's been part of his constituency from the very beginning.
Yeah, so that's I think that's going to be a big problem for him politically, without any question. This story about the NDSU linebacker that has consumed a lot of discussion this week took a different turn when prosecutors said they have a video that now has led them to drop charges. What I found interesting about the video is that the prosecutor basically said, you know, we can't tell enough from it. So it wasn't as though the video exonerated Travis Beck, but what it did was not provide enough evidence to proceed with charges, so they've dropped it. What do you make of that story?
Well, the front page of the forum shows three different cuts of the video, and it's hard to really see what's going on, but, this was the surveillance police video on NP Avenue. Apparently, it's... beyond a shadow of a doubt kind of a thing, and they feel like Beck is going to be okay, and that his claim that he didn't start the fight can't be at least proven by anything on the videos.
And then the other story we learned about is this family in Moorhead that had the tragic loss of a child left in a vehicle is now losing the other four children. Because social services is placing, is that permanently in foster care?
No, social services wants them to go through a whole regimen of making sure it's safe to send them back. The apartment was filthy, broken toilet, all kinds of things like that, and so it's on hold until they determine whether or not the social services petition, and other people have been petitioning, the citizens, the public have been petitioning too. Apparently, there's been other people wanting these children in foster care, but the Social Services wants to make sure they have regimen for safety. Interestingly enough, the wife had called the husband twice that morning and said, how are the kids? And he said, fine. And he took a nap, and then, you know, a few hours later, she wasn't fine, strapped in her seat.
He took a nap. I thought he was watching these kids.
No, he claimed to have taken a nap. And then when he woke up, he couldn't find the little girl. And so this has got, you know, this has got some really sad edges to it. And you got to say incompetence. It's pretty tragic.
Boy, it sure is.
They want to be sure nothing ever happens to these the remaining little kids in this family ever again, that there's never this kind of a dropped handoff between mom and dad, you know, ever again. And they want to have a healthful environment.
Mark's back to talk sports at the bottom of the hour. Steve Bakken and a preview of What's on Your Mind next. Don't go away.
We'll be right back with more of What's on Your Mind after these messages.
Have you heard the warning from the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Young, Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. Nobody knows the Bakken like Nesson Consulting Service. We're chatting today with Kathy Nesson of Nesson Consulting Service, the folks that day in and day out provide experienced, top-quality well-site geology and geosteering services. Kathy, talk about what you bring for these oil companies. Basically, they don't have the learning curve of getting to know the geology in the Bakken. That's where you help, right?
Yes, exactly. That, in addition to it, is that our crews are skilled and trained in the field aspect, and that is different than the office side of the mapping and reservoir analysis and completion part of it. So our crews are really the hands-on while the well is drilling, looking at the samples, and that takes a certain skill level and a certain training. So we literally teach our crews to evaluate the data at the well site, and that keeps the office geologist in Denver, Houston, Enid, wherever, doing their work, and we can then supplement them by providing these specialized field crews.
For more, go to NessetConsulting.com or call them in Tioga at 701-664-1492.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
The Flag, Fargo-Moorhead, AM 1090, The Flag, the only talk radio on the Bakken. This is the What's On Your Mind preview show. Mark Skogerbo will be back a little later on. He also will, of course, be hosting the Common Sense Club on this very radio station later on today. So stay tuned for all that coming up on the program. We'll also be, of course, joined by 550K Fire Bismarck, KLTC in Dickinson, KCJB in Minot for What's on Your Mind. Steve Bakken joins me, and we talk to the Northern Plains each and every weekday. I'm kind of thinking of starting a fight today in the program, Steve.
Just don't do it with the linebacker.
Yeah. I won't do that. That's not a pretty thing to watch.
No.
I think if you watch that video, you might swear off alcohol.
Yeah, watch the video, and seems to be a little intoxicated.
Seems?
Just
to be a little intoxicated?
Nice.
Yeah. I don't think it's something you'll want to show his kids and grandkids someday, put it that way.
No. Yeah. No, but it'll be good on a... on his tape for the NFL.
You think so?
Yeah, some teams like that.
Oh, okay. Anyway, what's on your mind? Here's the fight I'm thinking of starting. City, farm and ranch. City, rural.
In what context?
What's better? Where's more common sense? Where's the real logic?
Could, not even an argument.
You don't think it's an argument?
That's not even an argument.
Well, there's more people in the city. They'd be able to stack
can't
to death.
Cut it out in the country. That's why.
Yeah. But I'm saying they may put their thumb on the scale.
Yeah. It's like any statistic. It's weighted. You got to weight that.
It's fun to be among the tractors here for the Tractor Trek.
It's amazing. Tractor Trek, such a huge event. Last year was the first time I had the opportunity to be part of this. And of course, the weather not cooperating right away, but by the time the tractors get going, should have clear skies. We see blue sky over there, so
I see a little of that. Yeah,
a little
it's better than it was about an hour ago.
Oh, it was coming down a little bit.
Now, what is Tractor Trek for folks that have not been here?
Well, Tractor Trek is this year we've got over 140 tractors. They're the old time tractors. Farmers and ranchers have hobbies like everybody else, and quite often they include keeping that old tractor. And the cool part about it is most of these tractors have actually been in the family, and they were grandpa's or great-grandpa's tractor that worked the farm, worked the ranch way back in the day, maybe bought it used, bought it new, may have been the first new tractor they'd ever purchased for the operation. It's still in the family. That's the case a lot of time. A lot of farmers collect Olivers or John Deere's or different types of tractors, the Farmalls. There's some pretty interesting tractors. You see names that you don't recognize, but if you ask who's driving it, the story, they always have a great story on the tractor.
I wonder how many of these farmers, that are out here with these tractors, would want to go back and use these rather than the technological marvels that have GPS and yield detectors and all the comfortable cabs and air conditioning and
what I learned last year was a lot of them still do. They tinker with them. They have them. If you look at them, a lot of them are immaculate. There's a difference when you go around and look at all the different tractors that are here. You look at the show tractors because there's a specific group of show tractors. Those are the ones that don't get used. Those get polished and buffed and repainted. And
kind of like a dog show where they're the hoity-toity ones.
But look at the ones that are, they look like they're just regular tractors. They're the old tractors. A lot of those guys still use them for mowing. They use them for their garden. They still use them for dragging the driveway. They're under use. They still use them because they enjoy using them, and that's one of the interesting little caveats to this is a lot of these tractors, like you asked, they still are in use.
It's pretty amazing. You just wonder. It's hard not to marvel at the level of technology involved in agriculture now, right? And that's from the cab to all the other things that are there in precision agriculture. Mm-hmm. Pretty amazing. But they didn't do bad on just one of these things.
No.
They managed to accomplish a whole heck of a lot. So
you could do five times the work with a team of horses with a lot of these. And we do have some tractors here. Last year we had a couple steam tractors. Those were impressive. This is the next generation is about the earliest we see with those. I haven't seen any steam tractors there this year, and I haven't seen the complete lineup on who's here with what. But you go down through the list and you start looking from the 30s and the 40s and the 50s and go through and kind of pick out your favorites. And they're usually grouped together, too. And the funny thing is they kind of you can tell the era they came from because of the speed. Okay, this group of tractors goes 5 miles an hour, and this group of fat tractors will go 10 miles per hour, and this group will go 15 miles an hour. And there's a big difference on the speed, and you can kind of pin down the era of which they come from.
We have Christy Noem on the program today. She's a congresswoman from South Dakota, member of the House Ag Committee, and sounds like the House Farm Bill is going to get a vote next week. So we may have a farm bill here before the current one expires, believe it or not.
Yay!
We're going to talk to a fourth-grade teacher from Stanley, North Dakota. He called us to speak out about Common Core education standards. I mean, some of the some folks say, oh, don't worry about it. It's nothing to worry about. It nothing, you know, no concerns there. Different from curriculum. This is a teacher who's scared. So he didn't like what's coming at all. So we're looking forward to that as well. We have our nuts or normal question, and you're going to talk about distracted driving laws. You think they're nuts?
I am.
Right?
They're a waste of time. They're a waste of legislation on the books, I think.
My normal or nuts is that I believe that that farm and ranch logic far exceeds anything that'll ever be in any city anywhere.
Well, this is the first time I'm actually going to say you're normal.
How about that? I'm not nuts.
Steve's
going to go with me on that one.
We broke new ground.
So anyway, we'll find out where folks are on that issue as well on the program as well. Cass County State's Attorney Birch Burdick drops felony assault charges against the NDSU Bison star linebacker Travis Beck. Based on new evidence acquired since the charge, he still is facing the resisting arrest charges from the city of Fargo. What now? Does the team punish him?
Well, my question is,
that's conduct unbecoming of NDSU football player, isn't it?
Yeah, but it happens. I mean, there's a certain degree of that you can just chalk up to youthful stupidity. I don't know if there's any latitude should be given for that, but that's the case. I mean, just because they're a NDSU football player as opposed to an NDSU student that may have done this, is there a difference? I don't think so. Should they be held in a different light? Within the parameters of the team, you know, punish them within the team. On something like this, punish them with the team. This is, to me, is a lot different than the whole scandal with the ballot measure initiative, which there wasn't even a slap on the wrist in some cases on that.
Different how?
That was legitimately not a mistake. That guys out drinking too much makes a mistake.
So you cut this guy more slack than those guys?
I do, actually, because after watching the video and getting a little bit more of the evidence, and he said the guy swung first.
I think. Maybe it was his buddy. He didn't remember whether he was on foot or horseback.
Hey, somebody swung at him, and he was defending himself. That puts it, to me, in a whole different light. It's a whole different set of circumstances at that point.
Yeah, interesting. Anyway, that's an issue we'll talk about as well. A Minnesota daycare was closed after a girl was found wandering on the highway.
Jeez.
My goodness. And, of course, we have the story about new information in the case of the Moorhead girl that was lost. The dad was napping. Oh, my gosh. Anyway, those stories and many more. And your calls, of course, on What's on Your Mind coming up.
What's on Your Mind with Steve Bakken and Scott Hannon. We'll be right back after these messages.
Here's a really good reason to shop Nelson Auto Center in Fergus Falls. 7 new vehicle brands to choose from on one lot. That means you can take a test drive in a new F-Series truck, then a new Ram, and follow that with a GMC Sierra. What a great way to compare trucks and choose the one you like best and do it all in one stop. Nelson is a great lineup of great cars, vans, and SUVs too. Ford, Lincoln, Dodge, Chrysler, Jeep, and Ram plus GMC. Nelson Auto Center has them all. Your choice and the best buy always. And we deliver your vehicle free within 300 miles. NelsonFergusFalls.com, exit 54, Fergus Falls.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Thomas Jefferson once said, "When the people fear their government, there is tyranny. When the government fears the people, there is liberty." Our God-given right to life and liberty, and the right to determine what is best for our lives and our families' health, are in jeopardy. If we the people do not diligently assert these rights, they may be taken away and lost forever. Utopia Silver is known for fighting for health freedom, and we will not meekly allow ourselves to be led as lambs to the slaughter, sitting passively by and accepting the chains of slavery that are being placed on America is not an option. Please stand with Utopia Silver in this fight. Utopia Silver carries some of the most effective colloidal silver products on the market and numerous other high-quality health supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A, utopiasilver.com. Or call us today at 1-888-213-4338. 1-888-213-4338.
In the last 2 years alone, the U.S. has seen huge losses to our food supply. In 2011, storms and floods raged across the U.S., costing us $20 billion in lost crops alone. In 2012, we saw the largest drought in the country in more than 50 years. You may think out of sight, out of mind, and so you don't think you will be affected. The fact is, you are. We all are. Food shortages drive prices up for everyone. You might not be able to control Mother Nature, but you can control your food prices by freezing the cost and availability of your food supply with eFoods Direct. Be prepared before you need it with nutrient-dense food you can store for up to 25 years. You can hope for the best, but hope won't feed you. Do what I've done and get your own supply of the best durable foods out there from eFoods Direct. Call 800-409-5633 or visit them on the web at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and check out their spring specials. Again, that number is 800-409-5633 or on the web at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
I was born on a rock in the middle of the ocean.
There's a farmall. I just saw a farmall go by. There's an Alice Chalmer. There's lots of green and yellow. Plenty of John Deere's. Many of them with American flags on them. Few of them with North Dakota flags on. It's Flag Day Friday. It's Father's Day weekend. And, of course, we're at the Tractor Trek in Bismarck today. Big event for our flagship 550 K-Fire. 140 different tractors on display from all over the state in a little parade here today. And it's making me pine for the days of, you know, the prairie. Mark Skogerbo is here, host of the Common Sense Club, the Freedom Poet, our chaplain. How are you on this Friday, Flag Day, Mark?
Well, I think I'm jealous. I spent a lot of really good years on tractors. I actually started driving tractor when I was in the fifth grade, I think, and then I did it full time from about the seventh grade through the 11th grade. And on different farms, some of them were little old red tractors, but most of them were green. And it's the solitude. I think I learned how to whistle driving tractor because I'd whistle all day long. Later on, it became a part of my nightclub act, whistling, learned on a tractor. And I learned how to sing in empty grain bins. I was so shy that I never would sing solos in high school, but I'd go in after work into an empty grain bin and sing. So between the grain bins and driving the tractor all day long and whistling, I sure appreciated it. And I even wrote a song called I Wish I Were a Farmer Boy Again, walking down the furrows and sleeping in God's hand.
Yeah, I love that. That's awesome. That is awesome. You know, they make K-size tractors in Fargo. That's pretty cool, isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
And, of course, I think the Farmall is made overseas now. They don't make that. What happened to Alice Chalmers? Did that become part of K-size?
Well, I don't want to misspeak. I don't want to misspeak. Yeah. I just not sure.
Looking at a 1959 John Deere. Here, this is what I like about it. There's a sign on outside of this John Deere, 1959, 730 JD. Okay? It's a diesel. It says owner, Tom. That's all you need to know. It's Tom's tractor. You know what I mean?
What year is your son's tractor?
44.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's got some antiquity.
Yes, there you go. It's fun to listen to. I just love listening to him purr. They're a lot of fun. So, anyway, we're at Tractor Trek today. Mark's here to tell us about sports. Twins were off night before last, back in action last night, and how'd they do?
Well, they floundered, and Ben Revere, racing like a crazed madman, former Twin center fielder, sprinted home in the eighth and dove underneath a tag from Maurer, that flung to him from Morneau. So he got beneath his two most famous former teammates and scored the winning run. And they lost, but they still beat Philadelphia 2 out of 3 games. And their pitching is starting to come around. I think they got great hitting. Of course, you know, I'll go and get a little color crayon and draw a silver lining on a cloud when it comes to the Twins. I know I'm pitiful, folks, but I love the Twins.
I know you do, and we love that about you, Mark. They're family to you.
They are. They are, you know, just such a big part of my relationship with my kids. Even I have a son-in-law now who married my youngest daughter. They're just great Twins fans. We were at the game 163 with their first child, was only 1 year, just not even a year old, that great game with Detroit. We were there in that, some people call the greatest game of the decade. In the 11th or 12th inning, the Twins finally won to win the division four years ago. And, you know, and my grandfather, just a great baseball player, where they used to carry him around town after victories. He and I listened to the Twins when I was a sophomore in high school, their first game, you know, Halsey Hall way back then. And so it's
Halsey
just,
Hall.
Yeah, it's way stuck in my heart. I'm sorry. I'm a Twins guy.
Nothing to apologize for. What else in sports? Probably have to talk about the Heat.
Well, the Heat, James went wild, and they banged Spurs around pretty good, 109-93. He got a triple-double, and, you know, they're really powerful. Immediately the talk says, well, he's showing his true self, but I'm not going to ever give up on the Spurs. They're a great team. One more game at home. They're going to have to replicate winning 1 of 2, even if they win tonight. Sunday night. If they win Sunday night in San Antonio, then they got to win 1 of 2 back in Miami. If they lose, it's double back against the wall. Then I would say the odds go to about a zillion to one in favor of the James-led Heat.
I was asking Steve Bakken about what ought to happen to Travis Beck, the NDSU linebacker that has been now cleared of the most serious charges based on this video coming out. You think he should go back on the team?
I've been thinking about this sort of penalty. I think it should be a team rule that you can't be in bars till closing time. You know, it's just a proven fact that girls get
you can't be in bars until closing time, or you mean get out of there before
maybe there should be some kind of curfew when it comes to bars, because it's a proven fact, having worked in nightclubs and bars, even been a bartender and a nightclub singer, that the last hour gets really randy. Feisty. It's noticeably more dangerous on the roads from midnight to 2. I think you should say to your players, hey, you should really stay out of bars late, because it's just not a safe environment.
Prosecutors have dropped the felony assault charge against the Bison linebacker Travis Beck, saying he may have acted in self-defense in that brawl last weekend that left a man unconscious. Cass County State Attorney Birch Burdick said surveillance videos and other additional information helped inform the decision to drop the felony assault charge against Beck. Pretty obvious he was trying to retreat to get out of the situation, but sometimes you just can't. Said Bruce Quick, Beck's defense attorney, were relieved charges were dismissed. Beck was arrested early Sunday morning, accused of punching out Matthew Onison in a parking lot just off MP Avenue, the 600 block. He was charged Monday in Cass County District Court with aggravated assault. That, a Class C felony. A police report filed with the charges alleged that several witnesses identified Beck as the aggressor in the fight. He told police that this Onison guy tried to push or punch him before he hit back until Onison fell to the ground. Watching the video is not pretty. It's certainly conduct unbecoming an NDSU football player. And he still is being charged on the less serious charge of fleeing, because he evidently was trying to walk away from the scene. So besides your new rule that says stay out of bars at closing time, should he get any additional punishment from the team, do you think?
I think he should. I don't think he reflects positively on the values of the Bison myself. I don't know. There's a guy that's such a gentleman that I'm happy every time he does good. Phil Mickelson is in first place of the U.S. Open Championship. That's fun.
The U.S. Open. Are you a Phil Mickelson fan?
Very much so. My daughter's lefty. She's just a great golfer. Natural beautiful swing, and he's always been our favorite golfer. Used to like Tiger a lot more. Tiger's the greatest golfer I've ever seen, but he's floundering. He had three or four over now, and so he's kind of back a ways. Lefty didn't even bring a driver. He took five wedges to this contest.
Here's my Phil Mickelson story. I was at the U.S. Open in Hazleton. When was that, 90s? I forget, 91 maybe, that it was there. And I was there for the practice rounds. And Phil Mickelson was a jerk. Like, total
jerk. Oh,
no. Yeah, absolute, just, you know. Ray Floyd was, too. Remember Raymond Floyd? Those were the two guys I remember just total jerks. Like, Ray Floyd was barking at people in the gallery in the practice round saying, hey, this is my office. We're working here. Don't bug me for autographs. Don't, you know. And Mickelson was just full of himself. So I've never liked him since.
Isn't that funny? He's really ingratiated himself with a lot of people, with his mom, and his wife struggled with cancer, and his daughter's graduation was so important to him that he's traveled a lot of miles, and he's a consummate father and husband, apparently. There was another slightly despicable event in sports. Sports editor of the Dickinson Press was charged in human trafficking.
What is going on there?
The allegement was that he had obtained another person for sex, knowing that was under 18 and subject to human trafficking. So that's pretty grim. Kind of a completely changing gears. The NASCAR fans have got one of their heroes, three-time champion Tony Stewart's going to be on a dirt track by Brandon, South Dakota, at Huset Speedway for a dirt race. So the World of Outlaws event, that's kind of fun, isn't it?
Absolutely. The Red Hawks play tonight. They're back in action. In fact, I think I said earlier the Twins were off the night before last. They weren't, right? The Twins,
right.
The Red Hawks were. I was mixing up my baseball teams. The Red Hawks were, but they're back in action tonight now, and they have a series at home, and it's Flag Day, and they're doing fireworks tonight. So what happened last night?
I thought they had last night off. That was the deal. They had the series before That's what it was. Yep.
They were coming from St. Paul. They had yesterday off, and now they're back in action at home. Yes. Okay.
Yep.
And there is fireworks after the baseball game tonight, and a perfect way to celebrate Flag Day, right? What's more American than baseball?
It's just great. And they're having a horse parade with the flags of Medora today. You know, the all horse flag parade. That's very cool out there. Would be nice to see some year. You're close enough almost.
There you go. Hey, by the way, the Dale Wetzel show tomorrow. He's going to be chatting with an assistant vice president from Ohio State University about the potential of the unmanned aircraft systems industry and North Dakota's role in it. He's going to talk with some folks about the potential of the unmanned aircraft system from Hudson Consulting and Southwest Innovation Center in San Diego, experts on that topic. The author of Colorblind, the forgotten team that broke baseball's color line, about an integrated baseball team in Bismarck in the mid-30s, years before Jackie Robinson's debut with the Brooklyn Dodgers. That's kind of cool, isn't it? And a general manager of convenience stores in northwestern North Dakota about doing a land office business in oil country, trying to find a clerk or clerks who would be willing to talk about their jobs. So Dale has some interesting stories that he'll be tackling in the Dale Wetzel Show, which is, of course, airs right here Saturday mornings after Steve's Sports Saturday on AM 1100 The Flag, but also on AM 1100 KTGO 1090 Radio that you're listening to right now. So there you go. You got some sports. You got a couple of updates on the news. And when we come back, we're going to tell you about the weather. And, Mark, you looking forward to the Common Sense Club later today?
Well, of course I am. It's Flag Day.
A special Flag Day edition.
Yep.
You want to get a quick plug-in, like real quick, besides that it's Flag Day?
Well, it's Flag Day, and I'm going to have the fabulous Leon Francis, a black Republican, to honor Flag Day and patriotism with me.
Plus Founders Friday. Stay tuned for that.
Select Energy Services, an industry leader in innovative and efficient end-to-end water solutions and well site services, is looking for experienced Class A CDL drivers with clean driving records and water hauling experience. At Select, we believe our most valuable assets are the hardworking employees that we are proud to call our team. We offer excellent benefits and competitive wages. To apply, contact our Williston office at 701-875-5500 or visit selectenergyservices.com. Select Energy Services, one source for total water solutions.
Before you fight, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com.
KeepItLocal.com, the Northland's most respected auto shopping website for over 10 years. Whether you're looking to buy or sell a car, truck, SUV, or boat, KeepItLocal.com keeps it simple. With hundreds of dealers and private sellers, our inventory changes daily. We are the source for finding your next auto or power sport item. Remember, KeepItLocal.com. We keep it simple.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com.
I want to tell you about a North Dakota product that gets rid of odors, the bad smells. This product is out of Zeeland, North Dakota. Daryl, tell us about odor medicine. What kind of smells can it destroy?
What odor medicine does, it destroys the odor molecule. Basically, you can kill skunk smell, cat urine. You can mold, musty smells. If you got a camper that had a refrigerator that went out that's got a stinky smell in the refrigerator, it'll destroy the odor in that refrigerator permanently. That's what it does. It basically destroys the odor so the odor will not come back. We give 100% guarantee that smell ever comes back. Call us up or refund your money.
The stench of rotting meat in a freezer that lost power. Think of that. That odor destroyed. If you go to GetRidOfSmellNow.com, use the promo code SCOTT, get 10% off your order, plus free priority shipping. GetRidOfSmellNow.com, 100% money-back guarantee. You can't beat it, and it's North Dakota made.
Weakened by GMOs, stressed out about money, and blasted by the electric environment. Hi, I'm Pastor Jenny, and that was the state I was in back in 2010. Then I learned about RNA drops. I learned that 97% of my DNA that scientists have called junk is actually packed with millions of gene switches that play a critical role in controlling how my cells, organs, and other tissues behave. I learned I don't have to put up with disease, decay, or decline like I'd been conditioned to believe. I began taking RNA drops, a 100% natural formula designed to turn on those switches and provide me with amazing health and joy. Learn more about RNA drops and order a free sample today. Visit rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call toll-free 888-577-3703. Pay only shipping and handling for a free 30-day supply of RNA drops. Get the information you need and the health you want at rnafreesample.com.
What if you had a witness everywhere you drive? Now you can with video-cam.com. From truckers to motorcyclists, the handy video dash cam can be used for insurance claims, accidents, police encounters, road rage, or natural disasters. Has instant screen playback and optional night vision. Get the best quality, affordable HD dash cameras available at video-cam.com. That's video-cam.com. Or call 855-855-2022. Always have a witness with video dash cam.
We the people grow cotton. And weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it led back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Preview. Hi, folks. I'm Scott Hennon on Talk Radio AM 1100 The Flag and the only talk radio in the Bakken, KTGO 1090 AM. We'll be joined by KFIRE 550, KCJB in Minot, and KLTC in Dickinson momentarily on the program today. Just chatted with Dennis Gadd from Basin Electric, and they're one of the sponsors of this wonderful event. I'm keeping tabs. I think John Deere you might have the edge on the numbers of tractors here, but I'm keeping tabs on all the different tractors. We're at Tractor Trek at Buckstop Junction. And Buckstop Junction in Bismarck is the historic town established by the Missouri Valley Historical Society. It's about a 20-acre site near the Missouri Valley Fairgrounds. It contains actual buildings dating from 1875 to the 1940s that were moved here, often to save the buildings from being destroyed. And, so it really is neat. There's a little, you know, as I say, the post office from Fort Clark, North Dakota is across the street. We're in the Lewis Hotel. I don't know where the Lewis Hotel once was, but it's pretty neat. Anyway, Buckstop Junction, if you want to take any of this in, it'll be going on all day, a parade and the whole works, and see lots of these tractors, is located just east of the Bismarck Expressway and East Main Avenue. If you're on 94, you'd take the exit 161 and go south of I-94 until you get to the Main Avenue exit, and then you go east. So, easy to find. Anyway, love to have you come on out here today and take all this in, if you have the opportunity to do that. Tell you about how we're looking weather-wise here around the region right now. Of course, in the valley. Where's my weather? There we go. We so far have sun. It's raining a little bit in Bismarck here, by the way. Raining in Tioga. And it looks like the rain might be something that you'll be dealing with all day long. There's a chance of showers and thunderstorms until about 6 o'clock tonight. And also, we're looking at 68 degrees in Fargo. And the sun's still shining there, but there will be some showers or thunder showers that will roll in the not-too-distant future here. Looks like a 40% chance of those after 9 this morning, some thunder showers in the afternoon as well. So both the Valley and Tioga dealing with the showers at this hour. Forecast says showers and thunderstorms likely today in the Valley, mainly afternoon, mostly cloudy with a high near 78. Breezy conditions with a south-southeast wind at 14 to 21, gusts as high as 26. 60% chance of rain showers, and the new rainfall amount could be again between a tenth and a quarter of an inch, possibly higher with thunderstorms. Scattered showers and thunderstorms tonight. Not a lot of rain. Again, some thundershower activity. 58 for a low. South-southeast wind at 5 to 15. Sunny with a high near 77 tomorrow. Saturday night clear. Low around 57 and Sunday. Chance of showers and thunderstorms after 1 o'clock. Up in the oil patch, we're talking about showers, possibly a thunderstorm before noon today, and then mainly between noon and 3, high near 71, gusty west winds today, but a 90% chance of rain again. Tonight clearing up, low about 51 tomorrow, sunny, high near 73, no rain in the forecast, still windy though, and then again Sunday's chance of showers as we look ahead. So that's what you can expect weather-wise there. Coming up on What's on Your Mind, we're going to take your calls at 800-228-0550. That's 800-228-0550. And a couple of topics we're going to tackle. One, we'll, of course, be talking about Tractor Trek and what's happening here. Fridays are always fun because we just open the phones and let you vent on whatever it is you want to get off your chest. We also have a little segment we call Normal or Nuts. And Steve thinks any kind of distracted driving law is nuts. That's what he thinks. Do you agree with him on that? We had a little sidetrack yesterday on some folks calling saying very common for law enforcement officers to be texting and driving or being distracted and driving. I took the side of the law enforcement officers, but most folks did not on the program, and that's led Steve to say it's nuts to even have distracted driving laws. I think we could fix everything that's nuts with America if we made every decision on the farm. Or ranch. That's my tack today. And I don't know if you think I'm normal or nuts, but we're going to talk about that today on the program as well. We have a couple of guests that will join us. As I mentioned, Dennis Gatt will be here from Basin Electric. So we're going to talk a little bit about the track-to-track and what will happen here throughout the day. And, again, this goes all day long. So, and it is clearing up already. So the we're seeing the blue skies, the rain stopped, and good reason to come on down to Bismarck and take this all in. We're also going to chat with speaking of ranch common sense, Kristi Noem. Kristi Noem is the congresswoman from South Dakota. I hope she's a Senate candidate as well. Wouldn't that be nice? Yeah. Anyway, we also are going to talk with a teacher from Stanley, North Dakota, very concerned about Common Core. So we'll get a teacher's perspective on that today on the program. And this teacher from Stanley reached out to us and said, you know, I don't like this, and folks ought to be worried about it. We've had calls about this, people concerned about it, so now it'll be your chance to weigh in on that as well today. So all that coming up on the program. You call us at 800-228-0550. Put that in your speed dial, and you can weigh in on our normal or nuts survey. You can ask Tractor Track questions. You can talk with any one of our guests. And just plain old vent on the program we call What's on Your Mind. With Steve Bakken, I'm Scott Hannon. Your calls when we come back, dial us up. We'll start with your calls on the topics of the day to answer the question, what's on your mind? Straight ahead. Don't go away.
We'll be right back with more of What's on Your Mind after these messages.
When Nested Consulting speaks, anyone doing business in the Bakken listens. They provide their clients with the most reliable, accurate, and effective eyes-at-the-bit geologic analysis possible. We're talking a little bit about doing business in the Bakken today with Kathy Nested of Nested Consulting Services. Kathy, talk about what's happening all around us.
Crazy. I could not have imagined in my wildest dreams that we would be at quite this level of success and activity in Western North Dakota. It's just absolutely thrilling. I'm glad to be part of it. I think it's just terrific what's going on. Sure, there's obviously, you know, repercussions. There are things and issues to deal with. But generally speaking, I think this is just a huge success and boom for North Dakota, Montana.
Nested Consulting Service in the heart of the Bakken. From the oil capital of North Dakota, Tioga. Call them at 701-664-1492. Go to nestedconsulting.com or find the link at bakkenbeacon.com.
You've seen them on Doomsday Preppers. You've seen them on network television, Shipping Wars, and the History Channel. Now, the strongest shelters money can buy are here. Atlas Survival Shelters, made in America from 10-foot diameter galvanized corrugated pipe, up to 11 times stronger than square box shelters, and built to last up to 200 years. And you won't believe the amenities. Atlas shelters contain microwaves, refrigerators, big screen TVs, water tanks, septic systems, bulletproof hatches, and much more. Virtually everything you have at home, just buried 20 feet deep and bombproof. See the amazing Atlas Survival Shelters at atlassurvivalshelters.com or call 1-855-4-BUNKER. That's 855-4-B-U-N-K-E-R or atlassurvivalshelters.com. Financing now available. Atlas Survival Shelters. Better prepared than scared.
Stop wasting countless hours scouring the web for survival gear when you can visit GearUpCenter.com. We specialize in the latest, most innovative products you can't find anywhere else. Products like the Crovo Multi-Tool, aquaponics systems, and our fully loaded bug-out survival trailer.
Tim Ralston here. I created GearUpCenter to bring you the latest quality-tested survival gear at the best price. Be sure to catch me again next season on National Geographic's Doomsday Prepper, where I'll be demonstrating my new Excalibur shotgun adapter system.
Get the gear your life can depend on at GearUpCenter.com.
And remember, prepare for the worst and hope for the best.
Attention preppers, think you've got everything? Think again. You need rescue tape. The ultimate emergency repair tape. Used by the U.S. Army on trucks and tanks. As part of their battle damage repair kit. Rescue tape is 20 times stronger than duct tape. Rescue tape repairs leaky pipes and hoses up to 500 degrees. Waterproofs electrical connections. And even works right over oily, dirty surfaces. Rescue tape belongs in every prepper's survival kit. Bug out bag. And emergency kit. Get rescued. Or just get stuck. Learn more at rescuetape.com.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.